Hey guys, this week's episode is brought to you by Minted, a marketplace that supports awesome independent artists so that you and I can have access to awesome independent art. Shop them today at minted.com/YHL, and new customers can get 15% off any art order with the code YHL15. I'm John.
And I'm Sherry.
We like home stuff.
We like talking.
And we like the occasional game show sound effect. So welcome to Young House Love Has a Podcast, where we have deep and not so deep conversations about DIY, design, and life at home.
Today we're talking about house-related resolutions and decorating trends for 2017. Plus we're sharing a Christmas curveball we accidentally threw ourselves and a holiday decor mishap that almost ended in flames.
Happy New Year, Sherry.
Happy New Year, everybody. This is where we all vow to start our lives anew and make all the best choices and everything will be great. It seems so sunny in the beginning.
For at least a few hours or days.
Right. And then you're like, who am I kidding? My life is exactly the same as it was yesterday.
Well, but we're going to get into resolutions later. So let's first, like, for what's new, talk about how Christmas went.
It was good. I mean, I think it was nice because last year we were doing renovations and it felt a lot crazier. This year, of course, we have the beach house we're dealing with, but we're not living there. So it's the first time that we've had renovations going on off-site.
Yeah, things were kind of quiet here.
Yeah, it was like the first Christmas in like a decade where we haven't had something actively like torn apart in our house or something crazy like shooting a book. It seems to be that every Christmas draws chaos. So we did buy a house that's falling apart, but we weren't living in it. So that was like...
Yeah, we didn't have to look at it this Christmas.
Yeah, that was great. And we have some traditions. You know, we always drive around with the kids and see the lights. There are some really crazy neighborhoods here that make like national news for their lighting
tackiness.
Setups. Yes, it's called the Tacky Light Tour of Richmond. And then there was also a new thing this year, which was a friend of ours put together an adult milkshake and game night. And it was like, everyone get babysitters. We're about to be with our kids and family so much for the next week. Let's all get together for like 5 hours of adult fun. And they were such gracious hosts and there was all this good food and we played Cards Against Humanity and they'd bought all these bonus packs. So there were like 12 of us.
There were 12 of us. It was quite a long round to get around the circle of everyone judging.
And who came in second place?
You did.
I did.
Who came in third place?
You did.
Yes.
We dominated as a couple.
Yes, true.
And then we also did, you know, obviously the family Christmas and Christmas Eve and all the stuff that goes along with that.
Yeah, and oddly enough, on Christmas Eve, we were just home. The kids were in bed and we were watching Netflix and we found this movie called Minimalism.
Yeah, John was like, let's watch a documentary on the night of, on the eve of Christmas.
Yeah, and we watched like basically the antithesis of Christmas morning, which was like, get rid of all your stuff. And we're like watching this movie about how you should live with less.
And like 2 feet over is the tree with all the stuff under it.
Yeah.
And so I'm watching the movie and I'm making that emoji face with side eye at the tree the whole time. So I admit, it was kind of a weird, I don't know why you picked that. It was like,
it sounded good.
Why is he doing this to us? But then what was funny is that the movie ended and then I was like, hey, John, quickly come over here to this drawer. Pick out the spices you don't use anymore. And like it segued into like a minimalist cleanout session literally hours before Christmas. And I thought it was funny. John was not as amused.
No,
but
I was
he
like,
played
can we
along.
Just go to bed? And she's like, no, we got to get rid of spices. I was like, we do not need to do this on Christmas Eve.
I was like, it will make me feel better because in the morning we're about to open all this stuff and have all this stuff to do and go through. So mentally, it gave me the room. We cleared out like 3 drawers in the kitchen and then we went to bed and then we woke up and we opened everything under the tree. And I feel like we did good on gifts for each other this year. There was not a lot of excess. We didn't go crazy.
Right. I mean, I think in past years, we've sort of toned down our gift giving to one another because we like to go in on purchases together for the most part. So we try to get each other like functional things. Maybe that's not very exciting.
It's like how you might get in trouble from your spouse by buying them a blender. But we're like, hey, let's get a blender. Yeah. This year, I think John got me the new Domino book. And I asked in the sibling exchange for another book. So I got 2 books for Christmas, which I love. And they're hardcover and they're beautiful, which I feel like is not excess at all because I have a place on the bookcase that I can put them or I can display them anywhere. You know, they're good for coffee tables. They're just beautiful. And I feel like they're things you have for a long time. And then
I got you very pretty phone charging cords.
That's right. I was like, I know this sounds crazy, but there's this knotted cord that sits on a table instead of slipping behind because the knot is heavy enough that it adds weight to it. And we in our bedroom have 2 phone cords that constantly slide behind our nightstands. So it was like a functional but also very beautiful gift. It's like a wrapped cord that looks almost like sort of woven looking. It almost looks like if Rejuvenation made a cord that charged your phone, it would look like that. It's really pretty.
We'll put a link to it in the show notes so you guys can see it.
Yeah, and it's something, it was expensive. I feel like it was like $35,
yeah,
which is not what I would spend on a charger. But then when you're like, what do you want for Christmas? It almost feels like you can ask for the things that feel like...
You were treating yourself?
I don't know. More and more, I'm trying to think about how I can get something. You can buy it once or you can buy it a million times. And I feel like maybe this charger won't last me forever, but it's at least weightier and more well-made than a lot of those like cheap bulk ones.
Well, that's sort of what he was saying in the minimalism documentary, is that the things you have should be the things that serve you really well and that you really like.
Yeah.
And Sherry got me a saw.
That's right, but I didn't want to buy it because I knew John would want to like touch all the saws in the...
I got to figure this out. It's going to take me a while.
Really? And in a year, he'll tell you what saw he bought. But what I did is I printed out a picture of Oprah screaming, "You get a car." And then I put a little voice bubble on Oprah that said, "You get a saw, you get a saw, John Peterson gets a saw." And then I, very fancily using a hole punch, I created a saw blade and I taped it in Oprah's hand. And then I did something that I know John always likes for anyone, whoever wants to buy John something edible. He likes the weird things. Like
weird sodas, weird candies.
Yeah, I found him a chocolate bar with bacon in it. I found him a strange version of Oreos. They're like cinnamon swirl or something.
Cinnabon.
Cinnabon. They're unusual. And then I found these like vintage Pepsis from like 18.
Well, they're not actually from 1893.
But they're like the same
formula or whatever.
John's all about the novelty of a strange food or beverage. So yeah, I went
I'll
with
take it.
Oh, and going back to the minimalist thing for a second. After I cleared out the old spices, the next morning I was like, you know what really bothers me about the kitchen is there's one corner that's full of paperwork. And it's basically our daughter's homework pile. Like she has a reading list and a math list and a notebook and some things from school. And I realized we put them out there because they remind us about it. But we know at this point that there's homework and we don't need them to be on display every second to remember that. So I realized in clearing out those spices, it made room for a homework drawer for her. So she now has her own drawer. It fits her notebook and her paperwork and even a pencil and a pen and like a sharpener and all. It's basically like a little cubby for school stuff. And when she finishes, she knows to put it in the drawer. When she's looking for it, she knows where to find it. It's always stored in there. And so something that for months has been on the counter, we finally figured out a way to have it not on the counter. So I guess I'm just sharing it to just suggest that if you have something on the counter that annoys you, there might be a way to find a space for it in a drawer and vice versa. If you have a lot of things in drawers so you don't have room in your drawers for something else you want in a drawer, sort of rethink. For example, if you have gross old cutting boards that you keep flat in a drawer, but you buy two nice pretty cutting boards that you can keep on the counter, that frees up that drawer to store something else.
Or watch that minimalism documentary.
Right. And then make your husband clean out the spice drawer on Christmas Eve.
I really do recommend it though. I thought it was a really good film because they follow these two guys that run this website, I guess called The Minimalist, but also at the same time, they featured a bunch of different philosophies on cutting down and stuff, so it wasn't just their point of view.
Dan Harris made a cameo. You guys remember when I was talking about Dan Harris, the author who wrote 10% Happier? It was in my We're Digging a bunch of episodes ago. He popped up and I was like, dude, it's Dan Harris. I love Dan Harris. And there was also
A woman who did something called the 333 Project, where she was trying to wear...
The 33. Is it 333?
333, because she was trying to wear only 33 different items across 3 months. And I think that included like shoes and accessories and jewelry and all that stuff too, not just clothes.
Oh yeah, was it Project 333? Something like that.
Something.
And she said she works in advertising, which we both were like, okay, well, we have this like thing in common that we know how she dresses. You know, John has to dress like this to go to his meetings. Every once in a while when I go to a meeting, I have to dress.
I think I have fewer than 33 things.
That's true. But it was funny because she said for 3 months, she wore just 33 items and she was ready for everyone to start being like, what's wrong with you? And not a single person noticed. And she's like in an agency seeing people every day. And I just thought that was awesome. So it also inspired me to clean out the old closet. That's coming.
No.
That's coming, John.
No.
Get ready.
Well, you know what you should get ready for. Okay, so here's the part of the show where I get to quiz Sherry. And this one has a 2017 theme to it. It's about home trends for 2017 according to Pinterest. And a little backstory on this one, because I came across this on my Facebook feed in bed one night. And as I'm reading it, I'm thinking, oh, this can make a great game. Sherry's like, hey, I found a great game. I was like, what is it? She's like, it's this thing. I was like, don't look at it.
You know, I'm like reading the title. I'm like, oh, it's like a rundown of something for 2017. We should do this on the podcast.
Put the phone down.
Not only did I not click into it, I don't think I got through the title. And John's like, keep scrolling.
So what this is we found out via MarthaStewart.com that Pinterest does a roundup of their top 100 trends for the coming year. And so they did this for 2017, and I'll put a link to it in the show notes at younghouselove.com/podcast. And they've got everything from like food and travel and home and fashion, like all categories within this 100 things.
Is it them projecting it, or it's like the most pinned things that they can tell are trending?
They're not really totally clear on it, but I think it's what they are seeing trending in pins.
Got it.
So what I have here for you, Sherry, is some categories.
Okay.
And in each category, I'm going to give you three things.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them are from the 2017 list. One is from the 2016 list.
Oh, come on.
So last year's.
Okay, so I have to think about what's a little bit older feeling than newer feeling.
You have to figure out what was last year's trend. Your first category is accent color. Of these three, which is the 2016? Copper, gunmetal, or navy blue?
I mean, I feel like navy blue is the one that's been going the longest, but navy blue just got named this year as the color. So I'm going to say gunmetal.
You are correct.
Yes!
Copper and navy blue were listed in this year's trends. Copper was listed as copper's the new gold.
I've been hearing that for a few years now.
Navy is the new black.
Okay.
But oddly enough, gunmetal last year was as gunmetal's the new copper.
See, copper has been going for a little while. Copper was 2015. It took the 2016 off. It's back in 2017.
Right, that's what it sounds like. I also learned from this list, Pinterest is really a fan of the blank is the new blank phrasing.
Okay.
Okay, next category. These are trends on the wall.
Okay.
Which is the 2016? Woven wall hangings, marble wallpaper, or acrylic frames?
I think woven wall hangings is 2016.
You are correct.
Because there was like that macrame thing that happened.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Got it.
And they do note that acrylic frames add some spunk around your house.
Okay.
Okay, next category. These are decorative accessories. Which is the one that was from last year? Ceramics, indoor vines, or bright pillows?
Bright pillows is last year.
You're right.
Look at me go.
You are three for three.
Because you know why? Texture is this year. We're doing tone on tone a lot more. We're doing a lot more things you can feel and touch. And so I still love a bright pop. Hey, my bedroom is all neutral. My pillows are bright yellow. But I think it does feel like now we're moving away from that.
We're moving into the ceramic and vines.
Exactly. And next year we'll be back to pops of color. This is how this works.
Okay. This is overall style. Farmhouse style, black and white, or Danish inspired?
Ooh. I think Danish is last year.
Oh, Danish is this year. Black and white was last year.
Really? I don't know. I mean, I guess because navy is the new black. You can't do black and white anymore.
Right. But farmhouse is the new shabby chic.
Oh, okay. I knew that. I mean, obviously, Fixer Upper is like taking farmhouse and board and batten. Oh, no. What do they call it? They call it?
Shiplap.
Shiplap. Shiplap is taking over.
Okay. Last category. Gardens. What was 2016? Balcony gardens, fairy gardens, or raised garden beds?
Oh, crap. It was kind of all of those. Hold on. Balcony gardens is new. Fairy gardens is old. Raised garden beds is old too. They're tried and true. I wouldn't say they're dated and done. We'll put fairy gardens as old.
Oh, again.
Is it raised beds?
Raised garden beds
Dang.
Was last year.
I was on a roll for a second and then I fell off.
Yep.
And then continued falling off.
You just broke your streak and then you couldn't get it back. So if you guys want to see all 100 trending pins for both 2017 and last year's 2016 list, I'll put a link to both of them in the show notes at younghouselove.com/podcast so you can check them out. But now I'm excited for our next part.
Yeah, because we get to hear from you guys, which is so exciting. We were like, hey, call us. Tell us your resolutions.
Yeah, right.
And then we waited by the phone.
Yeah, if you guys heard a couple weeks ago, we posted a quick little bonus episode asking you to call in and leave us a voicemail with any of your house-related resolutions for 2017. And we got tons of calls.
It was amazing.
I thought maybe
we'll get a dozen. And we got so many that if we played them back to back, it would be like five episodes long. Like we literally can't fit them all in the podcast.
So this is part one of five.
No, we're not going to do that. But we tried to cull out ones that either followed a certain theme or said something new and different to concentrate or focus on in the coming year.
Yeah, I feel like I got some ideas listening to them. And it was also just fun to hear and be reminded that like everyone's got stuff going on at their home that they're trying to improve on or work on or projects that have stalled. So like we're all kind of in the same proverbial boat.
That's right.
So,
not everyone has a shed they want to work on for 7 months like you.
But several people had garages.
That's right. There were lots of garages.
Lots of garages, lots of bathrooms.
And there was a sinkhole. So let's get into it.
Hi, John and Sherry. This is Kim calling from Amesbury, Massachusetts. And it's funny because it's been snowing today and we took this time to set goals for a house for the new year, and one of them being that we want to invite more people into our home in the coming year, being more hospitable, having that home where people feel comfortable just popping by.
Hi, this is Megan from New Carlisle, Ohio. My husband and I are planning to remodel our kitchen, living room, dining room to make space for our bigger family because we just adopted 3 kids. So we're trying to make our space work better to fit our family of 7 now.
Hi, Sherry and John. It's Erin from southeastern Wisconsin. This year, we are going to tackle half of our finished basement, and the goal is to do it on pennies, like a nothing budget, which is going to be new for us because every time we do another project, I say we're going to do it on the cheap, and then I find something I love, and I say, well, that'll be the big splurge. And then there's more big splurges, and then it's not so cheap in the end. But this time, it's going to be cheap.
Hi, this is Carrie from Downers Grove, Illinois. And my resolution for 2017 is that I'm not going to buy anything we don't need. And I'm going to actually complete the projects I've already bought. So I have tons of cans of paint, tons of fabric.
Hi, this is Laura from Hood River, Oregon. I'm a teacher, and so I'm off work for winter break. And my goal is to unpack every single box. We moved this summer right before the school year started, and we are still in Cardboard City.
Hi, Sherry and John. This is Christina from Springfield, Illinois. And my goal for the new year is to find my forever house.
Hi, John and Sherry. This is Casey calling from Albany, New York. Recently, my husband and I decided that our current home is not going to be our forever home. So our 2017 goals are all about getting the house ready to hopefully sell in 2018. That includes touching up the paint in pretty much every single room and really giving some love to the outside to get the curb appeal up and people in the door to look at the house.
Hi, this is Nancy from Bethel, Minnesota. And my goal for my house is to update my daughter's bedroom from her growing up bedroom to her now I'm married and coming home with my husband's bedroom.
Hi, John and Sherry. It's Megan from Murrieta, California. And my resolution for next year is clutter, specifically paper clutter, receipts, bills, all of it. I need help, and I'm going to work on it.
Hi, this is Kathy from Denton, Texas. Hopefully, I'm getting a Roomba for Christmas, and that is my incentive to clean up every single night before I go to bed.
Hey, John and Sherry, it's Danielle Ferretti here from Miami, Florida. So for the first time in ever, I have indeed come up with a New Year resolution for our house and have even, brace yourselves here, started a list this past month so I can actually cross things out once completed. The biggest setback I have noticed are older dressers and buffet that I have been meaning to paint for maybe like 4 years at least and never get around to it. So this year I put a paint sprayer on my Santa list and crossing my fingers I'll get it and start on these projects already.
Hey John, hey Sherry, this is Sarah from Durango, Colorado. My husband and I are planning to tackle our master bathroom. The master bathroom, it's okay, but a master bathroom should not have a corner shower that you knock your arms and elbows on if you try to wash your hair. It's horrible.
Hi, John and Sherry. This is Melinda from Willow Grove, Pennsylvania. So my resolution this year is to finally finish my powder room. We have been in my house for 5 years in March, and I would say it's about darn time.
This is Jen Maxwell from Marietta, Georgia. And I really want to focus on our backyard because we have a giant sinkhole and it's actually taking part of the fence with it. And we really, really need to figure that out in 2017.
Hi, John and Sherry. This is Melinda from Willow Grove again. I left a message earlier regarding my powder room and I just figured I should call back and elaborate on how ugly this powder room actually is. Think 70s, think floral, think wallpaper. So greens, orange, yellows. So I think it's time for a redo.
Hi, it's Nancy from Chattanooga, Tennessee. I tell people our garage looks bad and they don't believe me, but it is the worst that you've ever seen, I promise you. It looks like a bomb went off, and then there was a hurricane, and then another bomb went off.
Hey, John and Sherry, this is Emily from St. Louis. My goal for next year is to put a huge pegboard on the end of our garage for all of our tools. They are currently on my dining room table.
Hi, John and Sherry, this is Mary from Coopersburg, Pennsylvania, and in the new year, I am resolving to hanging artwork and pictures in my house. We've lived here for 2 years and we have had a hard time committing to what we want to go where.
Hi, John and Sherry. This is Katie from Woodstock, Georgia, and we are going to paint our house in the new year. and we've been in our house 3 years and haven't touched a single wall, so it's about time.
Hi, Sherry and John. This is Kristen from Cincinnati, and the next thing that I would like to do is conquer Mount Washmore. If I were a superhero, laundry is my kryptonite, so I am hoping to find a solution that works for me and my family since I returned to working full-time this year.
Hi, my name is Preston. I'm 7 years old from Vienna, Virginia. I want to turn my bedroom into a helicopter. Bye.
Well, so thank you guys for calling in.
It was the most fun, you guys.
Yeah, I think I'm with Preston on wanting to turn my bedroom into a helicopter.
It was so cute. They were great. And it was cool to listen to everyone's resolutions because, like John was saying, it confirms that you're not the only one struggling with something. You're not alone in that your garage needs help or you hate bumping your elbows in the bathroom. And I think it's awesome to start the new year with energy and excitement to change things and also to know that you're not doomed. You're not the only one dealing with these challenges. And I loved getting ideas from people. I especially thought it was smart of Danielle. She asked Santa for a paint sprayer so that she could finally tackle two paint jobs for furniture that she's noticed she's wanted to do for 4 years now. So I think maybe if you're stuck about what to do next in your home or you want to make a resolution to help you focus on something, looking around at something you've been meaning to do for a very long time and seeing if there's a tool or something to spur you into action by having this thing. There was also like, I think I'm getting a Roomba, so I'm going to clean so that when I have my Roomba, I can use the Roomba without it hitting a bunch of stuff on the floor.
Yeah, I'm going to tidy up before I go to bed. Well, and on the flip side of that, I thought it was interesting, the one saying like, we're going to do it on the cheap or we're not going to buy anything new. We're going to actually do the things we've purchased already.
Yes, I love really that smart. One that was like, I'm not going to buy anything we don't need. And instead, I'm going to use what we have. We already have paint. I already have fabric. All the stuff that I've meant to do that I'm putting off. It doesn't make any sense to keep buying more things to do when you have these other things waiting around.
Sherry, do you have home resolutions for us this year? You're a big resolution person.
I am. I love resolutions. I do them every year. John and I have been writing down resolutions and I keep them. And I have the pieces of paper dating back to 2007. Like we've just been doing it our whole marriage. And they're always like 10 things and not many are home related. You know, one or two might be home
related. Mine is usually read more books.
Right. Read more books, watch less TV. We always do the like eat healthy. Right. We always say we're going to eat healthy. And then the next year we're writing eat healthy again. But I think the home ones are probably the ones that vary because we decide to focus on one thing or another thing. And I think this year I definitely want to focus on quality over quantity in our home. I think sometimes we buy the thing that's on sale without doing a lot of research, for example, like a kitchen gadget, and then later we buy a different one.
Yeah, well, like we impulse purchase more.
Exactly, like the phone cord. I'd rather think about the function that we want it to have and think about the looks, and if it's a difference of I can spend $12.99 or $24, but the $24 item will last longer and look better doing it, I want to focus on being on that train instead of the cheapest possible everything train.
Right. I think the thing that I'm looking forward to in our house for 2017, I don't know if this counts as a resolution, but I think, you know, we are nearing a point where the house is pretty complete. I mean, with the exception of maybe the bathrooms upstairs.
We have four seashell sinks still.
I know. I said with the exception of the bathrooms, but I feel like we're for the first time in a long time in a house that like is good to go for the
most
part.
Right. It's feeling much more finished than we're used to.
And I think I'm grateful that we have the beach house project to sort of scratch that itch of wanting to have a project. But I don't want to at the same time feel like I also have to still keep changing things in our house just to change them. I mean, I do want to get to the bathrooms, but like we might be very distracted just time-wise and financially by the beach house. So I'm not saying I don't want to do the bathrooms because Sherry's giving me a look like I want to do the bathrooms.
Oh, I'm pinning away. I'm raring to go, babe.
But you know what? If we don't get to them as quickly as we thought we might, I don't want to feel panicked by it. Like I want to get comfortable with the feeling of like enjoying the house as it is, even if it's not perfect. And so that we are, like we like to do, take our time to like pick the right things and save up and make sure we're choosing the things we want, not just the things that are easy or affordable.
Agreed. No, I think our kitchen and the long wait that was for the result that we are really, really happy with has only further enforced to me that I am not going to lift a sledgehammer until I kind of know where we want to go with things. I don't want to start the clock until we're ready to start the clock. And I think yours kind of feeds into mine in the quality. I think instead of doing things just to change them and change them and change them, we're entering this phase where we're like, we're fine with things just being what they are.
Yeah, status quo is okay.
Right. Like, we're really happy with investing in a nice rug for the dining room, and we're comfortable with that being the dining room rug for a very long time. I'm not, if I find a rug that's cheap, going to say to myself, oh, but it's such a good deal, I'll just buy it and I can switch up the dining room. I think we're getting into the phase of our lives where we'd rather focus on getting the right thing. And then once we have it, not saying the house is going to turn into a museum and we don't want to change anything, but I think just being more comfortable and embracing what is instead of always wanting change and newness and something different to look at.
Right. But that's not to say I have some things I actively still need to keep working on, like the garage and shed projects.
They continue, guys.
Like many of the callers, our garage still needs some help. So that's still on my list.
But. Yeah, and the attic bothers me. So here's the situation with our attic. Picture knowing that you have another house to furnish, the beach house. Picture how much you hoard when you know you have a whole other house to furnish. But picture watching a minimalist movie before Christmas and wanting to really thin the herd. I essentially am in that place where I want to not have a bunch of stuff in the attic. But I want to have enough stuff that I'm not rebuying things for the beach house.
Right.
So what I think will help me with that is not purging, but organizing it. So I'm not going to throw things away that I then worry I will have to rebuy. But I am thinking, we have a lot of Tupperware bins that used to hold wreaths, which we stopped hanging this year and then Craigslisted because we just thought for Christmas, we don't need all the wreaths. They took like 6 Tupperware bins to store and they were dragging them up and down every year.
These were the wreaths for each of the windows on the front of our house.
Yeah. So we still do the lights and we still do, you know, a lot of decorations, a garland and all the stuff on the porch and candles in every window. We just didn't do wreaths. And we realized we were happy to let that go. And what it did is it freed up 6 giant Tupperware bins. I mean, the big ones that if I fetal positioned, I could get in these. They're very big.
It's actually where Sherry sleeps at night.
Right. Exactly. Anyway, I think they're going to be my way of organizing because I would love to have one that's full of, you know, extra art for the beach house and one that's full of kitchen things. Like, you know, I have an old utensil holder that I don't want to throw away because I'm just going to go buy another one for the beach house. So I think it's things like that will make me feel organized. And instead of piles and things leaning on things and things breaking or things getting dusty, by keeping them in containers and even labeling the top that says kitchen stuff, frames, bedding or extra sheets, all that stuff will make me feel like I'm being proactive for when I get to furnish the beach house, but also being smart about it. Because I think my fear is that I will hold on to all this stuff for the beach house. And then when the beach house is this pristine, wonderful, rebuilt home, I'll say this stuff is junk and I don't want it in the beach house and I'll rebuy stuff anyway. So what I'm trying to do is have a filter. If there's art I don't like here, I'm not saving it for the beach house.
Right, right, exactly. If it doesn't have a place here, it may not have a place there. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how much stuff actually makes it there.
I know. I keep picturing like we'll either have lots of things or hardly anything.
I think it'll go kind of in stages. Like, I think we'll get a lot of stuff out there just to have it kind of furnished and start to figure it out.
Right.
And then I think some of that stuff will get replaced in the first year or two as we realize like it maybe is not the right size or doesn't quite function as well for that scenario of having guests, you know, whatever.
Right, and renters. Do you have any resolutions about the grass? I thought for sure you were going to be like, this is the year I'm going to get green grass.
Oh, no.
Even after doing the irrigation?
I mean, I'm going to use the irrigation. I hope it gets greener, but it's not a resolution, I guess.
Okay, we'll see what happens with that.
Well, and you know, I think I'm not as resolution crazy as you are.
That's right. I'm nuts for resolutions.
I tend to feel like looking at the picture of a year is hard for me. That's how I lose track of them. That's why I think like I like to focus a bit more. Like, it's the reason I do the Aquatober thing and the month of October. Like, I'm committing to just 1 month and it's like a hardcore cold turkey thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really easy for me to focus and keep myself to something strict when I know it's not this long stretch of time across an entire year.
It's a sprint, not a marathon. Yes.
Well, this month, speaking of a sprint and a marathon, I'm going to try to do the thing I did a couple years ago where I run every day for the month of January.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Like, I'm not committing to 12 months of running to it, so it seems more achievable, but it's like a bite-sized resolution. How about that?
Yeah, you like micro resolutions.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to commit to right now not eating anything.
For 10
Look
minutes.
At I'm achieving it. Not having any junk food at this second.
I really wanted to have a specific money-related resolution. Like, I wanted to figure out what I was going to stop buying or, you know, and give you guys this, like, strict, firm thing that you could hold me to. Because, you know, by saying it into this microphone, suddenly I'm held accountable. But I think in general, my resolution is to think more like the minimalists from that movie and to not continue to acquire and think that that will make me happy and fill my house with stuff that is not useful or beautiful or meaningful, because it just contributes to the thing I'm trying to escape, which is this cluttered, out of control feeling. I want to tame the things I already have, not add more to the mix.
Right. But let's take a quick break and then we'll get into We're Digging.
So as you guys heard, this episode is brought to you by Minted, which you may already know as a place for discovering unique art for your home that comes from independent painters, photographers, and other artists.
Yeah, and in talking to one of their artists, Melanie Severin, we learned that Minted isn't just a place for customers to uncover new art, it's also a place that encourages the artists themselves to uncover new talents. Here's Melanie.
I've always done a little bit of drawing and painting when I was younger, but I don't have any formal training in fine art. So after I started submitting to Minted, at that time they were primarily a stationery company. So when they started these challenges for art, I was like, oh, you know what? I've always loved creating art and I've always loved painting, drawing. I should really just take a little bit of time and get back into this and just throw something out there, like just for fun, give it a try. And ultimately what happened is now that has become a very, very big part of what I do. I don't think without Minted that I would have gotten back into that to the extent that I have.
Melanie paints these really beautiful, soft abstracts that you can get in a bunch of sizes and customizable colorways. You can even get one framed. See them and browse all the fine art at Minted's community by visiting minted.com/YHL.
And don't forget, new customers can score 15% off any art order with the code YHL15. That's YHL15, and it's good through January 31st. I was thinking it's a little weird after having talked about all this minimalism resolutions that we're just going to talk about things that we bought.
Thanks to buy.
Yeah. So let's do We're Digging. So what I'm digging this week are some new battery operated candles we got for our windows for Christmas. A lot of people in our neighborhood do that thing where you have like a candle in each window in the front of your house. Like everyone on our street has them. Yep. And we've been doing it, I think, since our first or second house. I don't remember. And we had these like little corded candles that we got like maybe at
CVS or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
A few bucks. They plug in.
Yeah, they sat on the windowsill and we had like a little suction cup that held them to the glass to try to keep them in place. And I honestly almost didn't put them up this year because one of my least favorite things in the holidays is when I'm tired and ready to go to bed, like having to go to every window and click it off or unplug it.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe a few days into having them up, you went upstairs.
We heard like a noise and it didn't sound like a shatter. Like it wasn't that the bulb broke and we were all downstairs. So no one ran upstairs. It just was like, oh, that sound could have been like our dog jumping off the bed. You know, like we weren't, it was like nondescript enough of a thud. And then I went up like an hour later and it smelled like something was on fire. It smelled like burning plastic or burning hair. You know that smell?
Yeah, because it was burning plastic.
It was melting the blinds in our son's room.
Yeah, it had tipped over back into the blinds that had been down.
And it looked like someone had extinguished a giant cigar on the bottom of the blinds. I mean, it was a huge burn mark. It was black. Yep. It stunk. And it scared me because I thought, if it's that hot that it does that to plastic, what could this get?
Yeah,
fall on the curtain and burn the curtain
they
up?
They were regular incandescent bulbs. So suddenly we were like, fire hazard. Like right. All of our alarms went
all
off.
All the alarm bells went off. I think especially because it happened in our son's room and it wasn't like downstairs and we were all downstairs to catch it. It was happening upstairs. None of us caught it. It made the whole upstairs smell like something was burning and it was frightening. So then I was like, I'm done with this.
Yeah. But we hunted down, after doing a little bit of research, some battery-operated LED ones because they were great. They solved a couple of our things. One, they were not hot like the incandescent ones. They were LED.
Right, which is more energy efficient too. They're supposed to last – each bulb is supposed to last 11 years, which I love buying things that will last me a long time.
Yeah, and they are on a timer. So they go on and then 6 hours later just go off. So it solved me having to go around and turn them off manually every night. So – I know Christmas is over and you guys are probably thinking about taking your decorations down, but if you want to get a leg up on next year, I totally recommend these and the link to them will be in the show notes at younghouselove.com/podcast.
So what I'm digging is something I was exposed to at a Christmas party and I probably would have come in guns blazing on this podcast and said, I'm resolving not to buy any more pillows because I have enough pillows. But then I saw this pillow and I was like, I love this pillow. Why don't I have this pillow right now? And it's called a mermaid pillow and they're just sequins that are sewn in a way that they lay one direction and they're one color. So pretend it's a double-sided sequin and one side is silver and the other side is gold. That's just an example. When you push down on the pillow, like you're smoothing microfiber or your smoothing velvet, they're all laying one direction.
You're petting a dog.
Exactly. Pet the pillow one way, like a little puppy, and it's silver. And then pet it up, like, you know how you backwards pet a cat or a dog and they don't
and
like
they
it?
Love it.
Exactly. It's their favorite thing. Then it turns the other side of the sequin over and you see the other color. It's cool because you could totally do a two-tone look or a dipped look or a, like on the diagonal, you could do two triangles.
Let's be honest. Beside how it looks, you just like playing with
it. I just like
it.
To touch it.
You could have been there all day.
I could have. And the funny thing is, so it was my friend's husband bought it for her and I was playing with it and she's like, now I feel like garbage because I didn't make a big deal out of it. I was like, oh, that's nice. And I threw it on the couch and you're like petting it for an hour. Like this is the kind of appreciation
and
you were
I felt
for.
Like garbage for not having bought one because right. I heard about these things, but I was like, I didn't know Sherry would like one.
Oh my gosh, but I'm obsessed. So I'm going to do like a little mood board in the show notes. They sell them at Bed Bath & Beyond. They sell them on Etsy. They sell them at Wayfair. So I'm going to find a whole bunch of my favorites.
I think she got hers on Amazon, or he got the one for her from Amazon.
There just are tons out there and they come in all different colorways. And I seriously, you guys tag me on Instagram if you get them or Facebook because I want to see them.
I want a merman pillow.
What would that entail?
I don't know.
You just like saying merman.
It would be like, I don't know, denim and corrugated steel.
Thanks for listening to Young House Love Has a Podcast. And really, guys, thank you so much for sharing your resolutions. We loved hearing all of them.
And we realize podcasts still seem kind of weird and complicated to lots of people, so we really appreciate everyone who's taken the time to walk someone through the process of finding us and subscribing. We're really grateful for your help spreading the word.
And keep sharing what you do while you listen, like Melissa Gabs, who listened while digging through knee-deep snow so she could use her front door again.
And head over to younghouselove.com/podcast for all the bonus links, photos, and info from this episode, like a look at that candle burn on our blinds and our homework drawer in the kitchen.
And a roundup of all the mermaid pillows I'm obsessed with. I think Ariel would be proud.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Later.
Bye.
And a roundup of my mermaid pillow obsession. Ariel would be all, look at this stuff. Isn't it neat?
Later.
Wouldn't you think my collection's
Bye.
Complete?